Maybe? Can you hear me? What's cracking?
Not much. Steve looks disturbed.
It's like a rough night.
No, he can't hear us, so.
Okay. Got us on mute?
He doesn't have his headphone on, so.
Oh.
We have to shout.
Yeah, he looks tore up. Yeah.
He's got those rings over his eyes.
Yeah, it looks like he had a rough night.
We can ask him right now.
Mm-hmm. So.
What's up, Eddie?
Okay.
Yeah, can you hear me?
We can now.
Do. How come I can't hear myself?
Okay.
Hello. Okay. I guess I can hear.
Like you had a rough night.
Oh, upset. Tired of that.
What?
Tired of that fucking place.
The place same, of the people.
Same story every week. Yeah. Let it go, Steve.
I did. I let it go on somebody's ass. How's that?
You must have been yelling at somebody, man. Your voice sounds rough.
I was yelling by myself.
Damn. But that helps sometimes. Keeps you out of trouble. Hey, Steve, try to pump up your microphone a little bit.
Something's wrong with it because I can barely hear myself. Let me see.
I mean, if you get close to it. I mean, even Eddie's sounding louder than you.
Gotta get closer.
Maybe I turned my mic down. Because remember I told you I reboot thing.
System?
Well, you're breaking up again, man.
Yeah, you're frozen, Steve. Oh, no, it's going to be one of those shows.
Oh, boy. Hold on. Frozen. Hold on, folks.
Hold on. We're not even on yet. Hold on. All right. Let's do it. You guys ready?
And a one, two, three.
Are we ever ready here?
No. Okay. I'm ready now.
And a one, and two.
Okay, here we go.
Settle down, Eddie.
Two, one. Here we go.
With the National Anthem. Welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
My name is Eddie.
And I'm Steve. And here we are again.
And that's
here
it.
We are.
Always happy, aren't we?
Yes, sir.
Steve's the happiest.
I'm just happy that nobody gets to hear the preach. Oh, I guess they do if you listen to the podcast, huh?
Yeah, if you're on YouTube, Facebook, go download the podcast. What is it? Apple Music, iTunes Podcast.
Yeah, just Google tell everybody podcast. Where they can hear it. Just tell everybody.
Well, I don't know. Maybe all your anger will be cut out.
Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
It's just bullshit. That's all it is. Hey, check this out.
Check what out.
My shirt.
Your shirt.
Yeah, I got one too. Look at that. Check that out.
I don't usually wear mine, so I just thought I'd show you. We happen to wear it at the same time.
I know we're ashamed of it. You're ashamed of it.
I'm not. I'm very proud of the show. Eddie, look at this. I'm very proud. I'm patriotic.
Yes, sir.
Proud.
Mm-hmm.
I love America.
We love America.
Eddie, do you still, or are you still on the other side?
There's no other side.
He's part of El Tri.
There is no other side.
All right, just ask it, Eddie. Just ask it. All right,
Eddie,
guys.
Eddie's got that Mexican eagle tattooed on his chest.
Although it is the buffalo. Although it is the what is it? Spanish, Mexican, or something? Hispanic? No, Heritage Month. Something.
What? Hispanic Heritage Month?
Hispanic, there you go. Alberto. Spanish Heritage Month.
Hispanic, okay. Not Spanish.
Hispanic.
Well, I guess he's not from the other side because he doesn't even know what he's talking about. Okay, let's see here. Okay, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Let me get my...
Put your mouth on the mic, fool.
Yes, I know. I'm just trying to get everything set.
Come on, man. Nine and a half years, man.
I know. I can't do shit right. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
You're setting off Eddie's heart monitor.
Eddie getting excited.
That's okay, my gardeners.
Before we start, Alberto. Hey,
Eddie's getting excited about his gardeners.
Can you hear him?
Yeah. I sound like, what are they playing, the accordion while they do your art?
they got a whole mariachi there.
All right, Eddie, let's talk about our sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put Eddie up on the big screen.
All and, I know is it's Natural Wonders. I don't have the cue cards.
God, Eddie, you had another 7 days.
You haven't heard me talking about it for like months, and
you can't
pick up anything.
All right, Alberto, can you do this so we can get the show on the road?
You need to send me some cue cards.
Alberto, can you send him something?
Dick in a box.
Oh boy.
Okay, look it.
There's a natural wonder for you.
Here we go. Here's Alberto to tell everybody about our sponsor, Natural Wonders.
Yes, Natural Wonders. At Natural Wonders, they create high-performance health and wellness products that spring naturally from the 7 natural wonders of the world. Natural Wonders wants you to be as clean and as beautiful as nature intended you to be. To them, you are the natural wonder. And if you go to naturalwonder.com, their website, you pick your order out, you enter the code THEM25SHOW, you're going to get 25% off. That is probably one of the best deals on the internet. And if you're wondering what they got, body wash, face lotions, they got, all the good stuff for health and wellness. So naturalwonders.com, enter the code THEM25SHOW, all squished together. Easiest way, if you're listening to the podcast, just look at the show's description. You're going to see the link. You're going to see the code right there. Facebook, YouTube, right behind me right there. You see them25show.com. Go to our website. Hit our sponsors link. Number one sponsor right at the top of the page. Natural Wonders. Did you take notes, Eddie? Turn on your mic. You're muted, Steve.
Here. I can do one better.
There we go. Oh, Eddie's showing his... Eddie, do not use that with our sponsors thing. We know that's not lotion in there.
Oh, that's lotion.
Don't do that. Don't do it.
Eddie's reusing the bottle.
Eddie keeps refilling it. Don't do that to our people.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Yes, don't do that. There's nice, I'm a very loyal, nice people.
I'm a loyal Natural Wonders.
I thought you were going to say you're a lawyer. Oh, goodness. Let me see here. So, we have our guest going to be coming on pretty soon, but before I go on here, we got a few minutes before we bring our guest out. Eddie, what do you think about murder mysteries?
To listen to them
or watch them on TV.
They're good. I like to watch them.
Yeah. Hmm? Alberto.
Meh.
You think they're interesting or?
Some of them are. Some of them are really interesting. It's just. Like listen to a podcast. Someone I work with listens to him, and sometimes he has it on one of those speakers, really loud speakers.
Oh, so everybody can hear.
Yeah, so everybody can hear, and sometimes they get pretty
Maybe crazy. Maybe Eddie can put the M25 show on one of those speakers.
Sometimes the buildup is.
And it'll be on the point tune.
Also, some of them are pretty interesting.
I find they always think they're going to get away with it.
Yeah,
it's very interesting. That's interesting to me. It's like there's so many, and they all think they're gonna get away with it.
At the end,
well, they would have got away with it if
they all get caught.
Wasn't for the Scooby Gang.
They all get caught.
Okay, before we bring out our guest, that they got a new podcast and it's about murder. I think murder mystery type stuff like that. Something kind of bothered me. I overheard. I was at a store. Okay, and I heard
no names.
I'm just not saying what store, just at a store, and I heard people talking, and I heard somebody go, "Yeah, I saw so and so on Instagram, and they weren't this, or they weren't really doing this, or they, they're like, I don't know if they're snooping on them or like they weren't doing a I guess they were supposed to be doing something that they said they were going to be doing, you know what I mean? And
but
they were checked on with these people I heard overheard talking. I'm sitting there thinking, people really check on people to see if they're...
I don't know. Checked on how? Because if it's one of those, you know, Instagram, you know, hey, maybe these are, you know, we're suggesting these friends for you, and you check on you. You click on them. Or are you saying that they were actually...
It was in a bad way.
Okay.
Now, I don't know. Can you go... Is some Instagrams not private where you can go on and see people post things and type in things?
You get to choose. You can make it private and only your followers can see you, or you can make it public and then anybody can go see you.
So it's like spying?
So it's your choice. I mean,
interesting.
And I would say if you're doing stuff you're not supposed to, or not doing the stuff you're saying you're supposed to, and might want to make your social media there private, you know.
Okay, I get it. I shouldn't say doing things you're not supposed to do, but let's say let's say you're doing something that here's an example. Let's say you're gonna somebody asks you to go to work.
Yeah.
Hey, can you come in on your day off? Okay. No, I got this to do or whatever. Okay.
They
go check your Instagram to see if you're really doing that just by chance, just to check. And then they see you at at a strip club or something.
Yeah,
you
say no, I'm doing this, but then you know.
Yeah, I'm going to the hospital and one of my family members is sick, and then they see you getting titties in your face or whatever at a strip bar.
Well, I mean, if you're stupid enough to post your strip club stories.
No, I know, but the fact that people will do that is like, why? I mean, I don't. If you're going to look at somebody, look at them because they're pretty or because you like them. Well, I mean, why do you want to waste your time on that? I mean, what's the big deal?
It's like spying, right?
Yes.
Well, no, yeah. I mean, if you're making your life private, I mean, public on social media, I mean, that's not really spying. Like, I know my Instagram is public, you know? Now, if anybody goes on there and goes, I went on there and I saw you were doing this or you were here or something, you know, I can't say you're spying on me. It's like basically almost the same as just going and shouting in the front yard, you know?
Reason people are snooping, I mean, let's say they're not even your friends and they go, you know what? I'm going to check on Alberto because he said that his aunt's sick, but we asked him to come to do some work or something. I don't know, something, whatever. And you go, nah, I can't, you know, my aunt's sick or whatever. And they look and they see you at Disney or something. So just like they're not even your friend on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, Twitter. But they go out of their way just to go look for you to see. I wonder if he's telling the truth. Whatever's going on, family is okay, whatever. But who cares if you want to go fucking beat off in the corner? Who cares?
Oh, yeah, I mean, well, something like that. I mean, it's my day off, it's my day off, you know, fuck you.
But that's just an example.
Okay.
Anybody that's not your friend, like the guest that's coming on, Tatiana's friend, I don't know her. But what if I go and I'm going to go check her out, right? I want to check her out to see if she's hot. Right, I don't want to go check her out to go and see.
If she makes it public, but what?
I would go do it on a good way. I'm not gonna go and see. Like, I'll message her and go, "Hey, what are you doing before the show? Maybe we could talk and things together." I'm gonna be doing this and doing that, and she's boyfriend or husband. And
this would say, like, you know, if we text her this morning and, hey, you ready for the show? Oh, no, I'm really sick. You know, I'm in bed. I can't talk, whatever.
Okay.
So we go look at her social media and she's at
who's
the beach.
Who's
we?
Not me.
The show. Oh, yeah. I know you.
I don't do that. I don't do that. If I want to look at her, I want to look at her in a good way.
So
I don't want to look to see if she's lying. If she doesn't want to come on, she doesn't have to come on.
Well, what if it's not nefarious? Like, what if I'm looking at Instagram and says, oh, you may know Tatiana, and let me look at her profile, and then I just see that.
Just
you know,
by chance. Okay, so just by chance, I'm going to see one of our guests that I messaged on, let's say, Facebook, okay? Mm-hmm. And just says, Instagram, hey, this might be somebody you know, because she just texts you and says, I can't make it in the show today. No, that doesn't happen all the time. And I wouldn't do that. I don't snoop. The only time I look at people is if I want to look at them and
good for you.
Get happy with it.
Good for you. Here's the paragon of virtue right there on the
that's right.
Top left.
I'm not a snooper.
Yeah, sure you're not.
I don't snoop. Not in a bad way. Uh-huh. If I do it, it's to fantasize. I never check on people because I want to see if they're liars or if they're this or that.
He's a private investigator.
I don't know, Eddie. Do you're on TikTok now? Do you go and check on me to see if I tell you I'm doing something and you want to see if I'm lying?
Well, we don't care. We don't care about you, Steve. So nobody's gonna care what you're doing.
Oh, okay. There we go. See, now this is the shit I got to put up with. Now, all you podcast people that are listening, I'm glad you're not watching the live stream.
Uh-huh. You're not seeing me smile?
And I'm glad I'm wearing glasses because my eyes are very red right now. Yeah. Not because I'm sad, because the veins are bulging out. Look at people. Don't be snoops. If you want to look at somebody because they're pretty or handsome, do that. But don't look for them to see if they're lying to you.
Not in a malicious way.
Yes. Because that's just a bad human.
Why not?
Yeah, if you're listening to me out there, you know I'm talking about you.
Oh boy. You overheard a conversation. Yeah, okay. This is a typical Steve 101 here. Right, he makes up a story, but it's all about him.
No, I told you it was a real story. I overheard people talking, and I was like, really spend their life doing that?
Don't be lying to them.
Look it, Eddie. If you had some time in your life, right? Mm-hmm. And you could be on top of a hot chick, or do you want to be snooping on people just to see if they're lying to you? What are you going to do?
And be on top of a hot chick.
Okay, there you go. Rest my case.
I'll do both.
Judge Steve.
I'll snoop when I'm on top of a hot chick. How about that?
He'll be on top of a hot chick while he's looking at somebody's Instagram going, I wonder if they lied to me. Let me check it out. All right. Okay, now that I'm ready, I'm boiled up at the head, it's time to bring our guest out. Eddie, why do you make me laugh so much? Okay, so our next guest, like we were saying earlier, they got a new podcast out called Killer Lashes. I believe it's murder mystery or it's murder and something to do with murder, and we're going to find out exactly what it is. But I think it's murder mystery, and I like those because I watch a lot of Datelines and 48 Hours. And
First 48.
And you know, you basically know what's going to happen, but just the stories are so cool. Not cool, but they're like, they make you want to keep listening. You go, oh my, somebody actually did this? And it's just, it's I watch all the time, so it's got me hooked in. So I'm really excited and interested in this new podcast. So we're going to bring, you remember Tatiana, Eddie, right?
Yes.
Well, Tatiana's doing a podcast with one of her partners. So she's got another side podcast going on, new one.
She's got something else going on.
Yes, and her partner name is Red.
Red.
See what I do, Eddie? Is I behave and I listen to what I'm told. See? Women like that. I need you to know that, okay, Eddie?
Yes, women like when you pay attention.
Women ask you to do something, you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Okay, let's bring our guest out. Alberto's not paying attention. He don't care.
Nope. Checked out.
All right. All right, let's bring our guest out. Here we go. Do-do-do-do-do. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, wow. They sound good.
Thank you. This is all that all that expensive microphone.
I got
a new system. Remember I told you?
You did tell me. That's why you look good, you sound good.
Thank you.
And who's this good looking lady next to you?
Red. I'm Red Foster. How are you?
Good, Red. How are you doing?
Doing well.
We have Alberto up here, we have Eddie down here, and I'm Steve.
Good morning.
And welcome to the M25 show. Killer Lashes. All right. We gotta start out. And what is this? What is this about? Were we kind of right? Or
you were right. Yeah, it's a true crime podcast. And we actually are gonna do like 12 episodes, give or take. On one person specifically now. Her name is Darlie Routier, and she's been on death row for over 30 years for killing her children.
Oh, wow.
Her children. Oh, no.
Stabbing them to death in cold blood. And they were
five and six.
Is this for reals, or is she just charged with it?
She's on death row.
Yep.
She's in death row.
Yep, for over 30-some years. Yep. So we are, okay, so I don't know if you know, the new podcast that they're doing with the true crime is where they kind of like break the case. So she's been appealing, and now there's new evidence, and they're doing new tests because of, you know, the DNA, technology. And now they can actually, because this was back in the 80s. So now they can use this new technology and maybe clear her name or not. So we basically are going to cover it because if they clear her name, we can break the case.
Hold on a second. So, yeah. Eddie, she may be innocent?
Apparently.
Yeah. Red, I got to ask Red a question here real quick.
Go ahead.
Red, she could actually be innocent?
It's a possibility.
So have you guys investigating this? Or are you just telling the story, or how's this working?
Well, I mean, we're just telling the story, and we are actually going to go to Texas and go to see her on death row, and we're going to go talk to people and visit. We're actually doing the groundwork because there's some things that obviously don't make sense, and maybe 30 years later, people will talk or something will come about. We're hoping that she will cooperate and want to talk to us. If not, I mean, we're going to have to still do it, and mm-hmm. we'll talk to her lawyer, and, you know, whether they want to or not, we're going to present the correct evidence. But we're just waiting for this DNA that was supposed to be out in May. They tested this over two years ago, and it's still not out. I think that she's probably going to be exonerated because whatever it is, they can't prove it's her. And, you know, they owe you millions. Have you been in prison for that long? Mm-hmm. I can't imagine.
Okay, so she was found guilty, I assume, for killing her kids, right?
Now, only one of them.
Oh, only one.
Because they wanted...
What's the DNA they're waiting for, like, on a
okay,
weapon?
Okay, so, I don't know. The fiber's on the knife. There's some palm prints, some fingerprints that back in the day, in the 80s, they didn't have the technology they have now. They couldn't even get any kind of DNA. Now they got touch DNA. So there's a lot of different things that they know about blood splatter and things that they didn't know back in the 80s that they know now. So they tested it, and it took over 2 years. And they were supposed to come out in May with the results, but they didn't. So
I think the Innocence Project is...
You're actually going to go to Texas and try to interview her?
Yep.
Oh, have you written to her? Does she know?
Yep.
You know you? Oh, okay,
yep.
Okay.
We've written to her, and... we're waiting, and we are planning our trip now to get on the visitors list. It's kind of hard to get the warden to call you back, but we're pretty persistent.
Well, this is even more interesting now. Okay,
yeah,
you know, we get to hear a podcast, but they're actually gonna be on foot.
Yep.
With this thing, like, you know, they're really getting involved in this. Correct?
Yeah. Okay, Tatiana, from what you know about the case, do you feel she's innocent?
So this is where me and Aja come in, Red.
Okay,
sorry.
Hold on. Hold on, ladies. Before we go, I know I want to know, too. I want to ask questions. Is it okay if we ask you? Because it hasn't came out yet, your podcast,
yeah,
right?
No.
Is it okay if we ask these questions?
Yeah,
we don't want to ruin your podcast.
No, I mean, it's all... We're just recovering everything. And then, obviously, when it gets down to the wire, we'll, you know, let you know when we can't talk about something.
So, Eddie, I bet you Eddie asked a question that you both probably disagree with, right? You guys...
No,
one's one way, one's the other?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Good job, Eddie. Okay, let's pull you up and let's hear it. So, tell us what you all think.
I think that she's innocent just because, I don't know, she has something to do with it, but I don't think she did it herself. And there's just something that everybody's missing. There's a story. Something's not being told.
I think she had something to do with it. There's some questions about some of the evidence. Her story was changed a couple of times, but I really do believe she had something to do with it.
But she thinks she has more involvement than I thought.
Yes,
she had.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But we've uncovered some things that I don't think a lot of people know. So
do you think there's something that either the prosecutor or the defense attorney missed or something?
I mean, I don't... I think she... It's not that they missed. I just think that they were quick to jump to who did it. And back in the 80s, mm-hmm. again, they didn't really have anything. They were just like, oh, this looks like that. They don't know. They didn't know how to take a crime scene and, like, analyze it. Mm-hmm. And they just kind of went off, well, this can't happen and this can't happen. And that was it. There was no echo test done for, like, to see if she could yell from downstairs. There was so much not done. There was no cameras outside, so you didn't know who ran outside and planted this bloody sock. Just so many things. Nobody checked the drains. So many things happened that I think they are missing things. It was just because it was back in the day.
Alberto.
Yeah, back in the day.
I got a question for Alberto.
Yeah.
Alberto.
Like 30 years ago, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. I just listened to Tatiana and Red here. Okay. And they both, they said that they kind of disagreed a little bit, but they both said they think she had something to do with it. Mm-hmm. Now, Alberto, this is for you, and then I'll go back to the ladies. Do you think, is there a difference between somebody having something to do with it and somebody doing it? Or is it all the same to you as a listener of a true crime?
I don't listen series. To true crime, but I mean, I don't.
Or murder.
One would be an accessory, which would be different if you actually, your accessory to a crime.
But okay,
it's not the same as committing the crime.
Well, the main question was, she put in jail because they said she did it, or she had something to do with it?
They said she did it. They said she murdered her children, stabbed them to death.
So according to you two ladies, you don't think she did it, but you think she was involved somehow.
Yeah,
she knew that it happened or whatever, but she didn't actually do it herself.
I think that it was supposed to be something else, and I think it turned into this by accident, this murder. And she thinks that she had this plan. I don't think that she, I think they thought that they were going to get the house robbed. They were going to get the insurance money or something. I don't believe that she, I try not to believe that she was going to kill these kids. Like, I really just don't think so.
Are you believing that, you know, maybe she intended to just injure them to make, I see something about the house being robbed, insurance. So she was trying to stage an incident, pretend it was a robbery.
I think she was trying to stage something. But I don't
a good question, Alberto.
What
was the reason she gave, or what they think that why this happened? Were they trying to get money, or
so there was, money, but not on the kids, because there was only about $5,000 in life insurance on the kids, but they were behind on their mortgage, all kinds of stuff, and I just think that maybe her and her husband. Her husband was upstairs with their other son, who was unharmed.
So was the husband in jail?
No.
No,
he wasn't charged.
Mm-mm.
But his story's funny too, and that's where I say there might be something weird, because I think maybe, I don't know, like, someone needs to say something, because there had to be more than one person involved. There had to be like three.
They had tunnel vision on her. They just honed in on her. They think she did it. I do think her story is a little iffy. However, he needs to be investigated too, honestly.
Red, do you think she did it herself?
I don't think she did it herself, but I think she had some knowledge of it and or some sort of involvement in it. Yes.
Alberto, do you think... Okay, so they think that she could have been involved, or if she wasn't, she knew it happened.
Or maybe she's
covering.
Or she hired somebody to do it.
Because it's kind of funny if the husband didn't know. Was he in the house, or was
he upstairs? Yeah, he was upstairs. And this is the craziest part that we've been going over. When she screamed for him, he came downstairs in his jeans and no shirt on. And why are you sleeping in your jeans? Like, I'm not saying you can't fall asleep in your jeans, but he went to bed with the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So why are your jeans on?
Yes.
Eddie, you sleep with your jeans on. Why does that happen?
When I fall asleep on my jeans, yeah.
Specifically went upstairs to get in bed to go to sleep with the baby. That was a little odd to me about the jeans.
Definitely.
He was dressed. I want to know if he had a belt on, but we haven't found that.
I don't know. But
so
honestly,
there's two kids. There's a baby and the one.
Three kids.
Three.
One survivor.
So the baby survived, and then the 5 and 6 year old were killed.
Yeah, the baby was upstairs. I think he was 10 or 16 months. He was sleeping upstairs with his dad. Unharmed.
And the other two were with the mom.
Yes, and there was a dog that didn't bark, that always barked at everybody. Why didn't the dog bark? Where was the dog in the 911 call? I didn't even hear a dog.
Me neither.
Is the dog still alive?
Not now.
The 80s, Steve.
Oh, okay.
What kind of dog is this?
Hey, I'm really getting into this, ladies. Hold on a second. Let me snap out of this.
What kind of dog is this? If he's alive,
well, Steve wanted to hear the dog's story, you know.
Yeah.
I will interview the dog at his gravesite. We'll do like a...
Get one of those pet psychics.
Yeah. I'll be sure to do that for just...
You know, just to dot the I's for Steve, you know.
How many years has she already served?
Like 33, 30. Over 30.
Yeah, it was over 30. Yeah.
So she tried to kill both of them?
No, did. But so the little boys were stabbed so far that it went through their body onto the floor. Yes.
Oh, I thought one of them lived. No,
the baby upstairs. The baby was unharmed.
Come on, Steve, catch up.
Okay. Yes. I'm so. Oh my gosh.
Well,
after the evening I had, and then I got to hear this.
Do you know how old she is now?
Oh God! Sorry,
Eddie, she's not.
She's probably
dating.
Like, I think she's like 55.
Yeah, we 55 or 57.
Yeah, she's old. I can. Yeah,
we know Eddie has the thing for the jailbird, so
he does.
I think she's unmarried. You might want to.
The divorce.
You want me to tell her that you were looking?
Eddie actually make struck sure, out sure, with Jody Arias.
Make sure Eddie, okay? Leave me Steve out of this.
Yeah, we don't. Please, not, please, yeah, okay. We don't.
Wait, Eddie is not married? I thought he was married.
He tried to get pen pals with Jody Arias. Remember Jody?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll be a good one for you.
Jody didn't know who she was, and he was interested in her. So
did you really write her?
No,
we were gonna try to hook
Steve,
it up and
yeah, Steve and I wrote her for him
for Eddie because he was interested.
Don't
in
it. I will write but her. Right,
Eddie's very shy. So
if she in Texas, we'll go see her too.
Don't knock until you try, right?
I think
Eddie, if you're shy after meeting her, I don't think you would be.
I'm gonna go. We're gonna go see her just for you.
Okay,
that's a short trip to Arizona, I believe.
Give her my best.
Okay, so are all of these the podcasts, are these stories like this that are people that go to jail and stuff like for this and that? And
not as many. So, like, one of the first podcasts like this was a couple years ago, and they broke the story. The guy was off of death row. He was freed after, like, 30 years. He supposedly killed his girlfriend. I think it was, Aiden Hanan? He grew up in prison on death row. They said he killed his girlfriend and I think he did it, but however that happened, and they broke the case. $80 million that podcast made. She's the number one podcast in the world. Mm-hmm. So that's why I said, and then the Britney Spears one happened where that conservatory, somebody was reporting on that, broke the story, but just reported on it, another $60 million. So I figured we want to be on those steps when they read the courthouse steps, when either they let her go or they read the results.
Yes.
And I hope she's innocent, just because if she's not, then I mean, we're kind of just reporting that she's not. But
you've read like the transcripts of how the court thing, or is there a video of it anywhere? Or
so,
is it
okay, the videos were lost. And what happened is the court reporter?
Court reporter.
She's actually being held liable because she hid the tapes. There was over 150 thousand errors. I'm talking about word errors that she might get a new trial because it was changed. The whole story was changed. A new transcriptor had to come in, transcribe it from the audio. Now all of a sudden the audio is missing, but she rewrote it. So we had to go through several transcripts. This is a really messed up story, whether she did it or not. She wasn't served justice, whether she did it or not.
She didn't get a fair trial.
No.
She did it.
Wow. And did you both figure this out, or is this actually going on?
This is going on right now. So I've been following the case since I was 14, and I brought it up to her when she asked me just last year. She wanted to do a couple pods since I have Tokyo-ish, and I was trying to tell her you have a lot going on, and just to tell you pods to do two pods at what it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I always wanted to do a crime. She wants to do it. We're yin and yang on it. I got this side. She's got that side. Our husbands are best friends.
Yes.
So we've known each other for 20 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So we actually, it's not that we didn't hang out. It's just
Okay, yeah. Now I'm insulted here.
Why?
You've known her for 20 years and you've been a friend of our show for a while.
Yeah.
And you've waited so long to bring her about. And
we're
not that bad. We're very nice people.
I'm a pretty private person. You know, I like to be a little private, but coming out the box, I actually put my profile public now.
Yeah.
So now you can go and look.
Her name is Red Foster.
Yes.
That is her name. And I already said her name in the beginning, so I apologize. So it's happening.
I totally get it.
I would have brought her a long time ago, obviously. But again, she's very busy and things that she does as a regular job. And we actually just live a few minutes away from each other. And, I'm always here at my mom's house. So, I always use this as my either recovery center or my podcasting headquarters.
Very cool.
So have you talked to the defense attorney?
Not yet. We're actually giving her so to write the Innocence Project that had accepted her case, you have to write them like a pilgrim.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do emails. You have to be a pilgrim.
Mm-hmm.
We've called the jail many, many times so we can email her and stuff. But we sent her an actual physical letter. Let me tell you how hard it is to find stationery.
Yes.
Nobody writes a letter. We went through every store you can find, even Staples. Not a stationery to save your life. Mm-hmm. And they call it, what do they call it now? They call it something else. Like it's stamp paper, you know.
Yeah, mm-mm. It's not stationery paper anymore.
Nope, we sounded like pilgrims.
Colored paper.
Yeah, whatever. Colored paper.
What do they call it?
College
they dumbed
paper.
It down. They dumbed it down.
Don't call it paper no more?
Well, stationery. You know, stationery, and it has like pictures on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not called stationery anymore.
Nope, okay. Nope. Books.
I'm confused. Do they got pictures on them?
Yeah, well, yeah, like you ever write...
Some stationery does, yes.
Like when you write, when you want to write, like the
like you don't have like a light like background of flowers or something, and you write over it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Never
like
seen
a peachy.
That. Yeah, it could be.
I don't know. I just okay. You're looking for just paper, right? To write on or
yeah,
certain kind of paper.
It's pretty paper.
It's pretty paper. Yes. Oh, pretty paper.
Has, yeah, it already has stuff on the back with little flowers.
Oh, it's like the things you hang on the fridge.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I mean, you don't write letters either, do you?
No.
This is why you don't get responses from the ladies in jail, because you don't use stationery paper. Spray it with perfume. None of that.
New to me. I don't know.
All right. Well,
why don't
I'll
you mail me a letter and put some perfume on that thing?
I will. See if,
maybe it'll start me to start writing again.
I'll rub it somewhere. Oh, look. It's my mom. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
You wanted to meet Mom, didn't you?
Oh yes. Let's see. Let's meet Mrs.
Come here.
Mrs.
Come here, lady. This
Mrs.
is my
Ish.
Mom. Mrs. Ish. Come around the corner.
Oh, this hello there.
Hi.
Hello, Mom.
How's everybody?
Oh, good, we're good now.
Good. They're good now.
Yeah. Glad to finally
Eddie's
meet
on
you.
His best behavior now. Now that Mom's here.
Yeah.
Always on my best behavior.
He can't. She can't hear you because of this. Not because she can't hear because of this. You can see where I get my personality from.
Mrs. Ish.
Yeah, that's her. That's Vilma.
Okay, so I got a question for. I don't even know. Should I just say Red or Miss Miss Foster?
Miss Foster. Yeah.
Well, I'll call you Red because.
There you go.
I'm gonna do what I'm told.
Yes.
That's what I do. Okay, Red. So tell me. Is this the first time you're doing a podcast type thing?
Yes, I've been a guest on her show before, but this is like my first time being like my own type co-hosting on a podcast. Yes.
And this is our first interview besides me.
Yes.
So I did give you her first. See?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Okay. That, okay. I'm good with that.
I brought
okay.
her here first. There's lots of people lined up, but you were first. All so right. you should feel good.
Okay. Tatiana, what kind of feedback have you gotten from people about this case?
Lots of feedback. So because we posted a couple little things with some creepy music in the back, like in the logo was made by Age of Radio, which is, I'm going to mess up his last name. It's Jeremy, and it's not Quantanilla. It's like Jeremy Quananilla.
Quananilla?
I think I'm saying it wrong because it's not Quantanilla. Like
say it again.
Jeremy, and I want to say Quantanilla.
Quantanilla?
Like Nina, but it's not. It's like Quantanilla.
Quantanilla, like Nutella?
Yeah.
Quantanilla. Okay.
He's going to kill me. I've known him for like 6 years now. So he's the home base for Tokyo-ish and now the home base. He's Age of Radio.
Okay.
He's like Spotify. So
Red, does Red know how to say his name?
No. No.
Oh, God. Nobody does. Okay. Sorry about that, sir.
Jeremy at Age of Radio.
Okay. Let's just call him Jeremy, at
Jeremy.
Age of Radio.
Yeah.
There's a plug for you there, Jeremy.
So he's the one who actually made the logo. And if you look in the eye, there's a body.
Mm-hmm. A body?
So if you look closely at the logo and there's an eye. And inside the eye, you can see a body. Like it's looking at a body laying down.
Is it a woman?
Yes, of course. It's killer lashes.
Okay, I'm going to have to check that out.
It's so basically we're going to like probably stick to women just because we are women and we're biased. And killer lashes because you guys know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She thought of that name. I like it.
Killer lashes. Just bat those eyelashes, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't go anywhere without eyelashes.
So, yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a very good thing.
That's
okay.
It.
I need to, is this podcast, does it come out today or tomorrow?
Nope,
or?
The 28th.
Next Thursday.
Yep.
Oh, next Thursday. Okay.
And as soon as I put the link, I will send it to you. And, you know, just a little thing on it. The beginning song, like intro, is the part of the 911 call.
Mm-hmm.
All of the who called the woman or the guy?
It was a woman. It was Darlie. She called, and the outro is the police scanner of them talking about her.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Eddie, what do you think about this? Do you want to get involved somehow?
I think it's interesting.
You want to write it or something?
Yeah,
doesn't have a husband.
Anybody can write people in jail, right?
Yeah. We're also going to have like guest panel. So I'd love to have you guys on. Obviously, we just did it right now.
Okay.
Now, do you two know if she's on death row? Does she have a date or?
No date. Yeah.
An execution date. There's the
execution date.
No,
I don't know how that works.
She'd rather have a wedding date. No. Mm-hmm. Nope. You're good. You're in the clear. She's good. I'll tell you when her time is.
So she doesn't have a date, and she doesn't have a date.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So Eddie, you're good either way.
But it's all because they're waiting on these DNA results. When those come out, obviously, if she did it, then
I would assume when her last appeal is up, then they gave you a date.
Yeah.
For execution.
Okay, so why in the world? Okay, I'm just gonna ask. Why in the world would they want to pin this on her? Then it sounds like she may not be guilty. Why? But all the stuff, the little things I've heard so far from you about losing this, losing that, and et cetera, et cetera. Why?
What points to her?
Yeah. Why would they be after her?
I don't know. This is something that we probably shouldn't. So let's just say there's like a triangle going on.
Oh,
a love affair and
a man. A woman.
I don't know. There's always another killer lashes in the myth, and you know, women are mean and can be vindictive, and there's someone really close to them that you'll have to listen for. How about that?
I got it. Is it a woman?
Like, yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I gotta see this.
They know how to keep us in suspense, Steve.
So yeah. Oh, yes.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's some really good theories, and I don't know if we purposely found it, but I mean, we haven't heard the story before, and we're hearing it on two different sides, mm-hmm. and we're just cross-referencing. So
I'm curious about what the husband, what did he say when they interviewed him, or?
Nothing. He was asleep upstairs.
Yeah. He thinks she's innocent. That's what's
he didn't
crazy.
Hear anything?
Nope. The only thing he said he heard was some glass breaking. Mm-hmm. But again, if the glass broke, why didn't the dog bark? Why did he come downstairs in his pants? Why are there several stories of if he ran out the back, the front? Did he go to the neighbors? Why did the cops say he saw him outside when Charlie mm-hmm. said he was inside? And
well, what did the wife say? How did she say they died? The one that's in jail.
She pretty much said she didn't hear anything, and she woke up and saw somebody running out of her house on one story that she told. Like I said, she told a couple of different stories.
But it always was some guy, and it went to some guy to some guys.
Yes. Hmm. And they were asleep. They were sleeping in the living room.
Yeah.
Both of the kids were laying one by her head and one by her feet on the floor, and she was on the couch.
Because they were having like a sleepover downstairs.
Oh, so she was there, right next to them.
Yep.
Now, she was wounded, but they call it superficial wounds.
Yes.
Maybe self-inflicted, or you think
that's
really...
what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Like maybe when from the knife?
From the knife. Well, it's funny that the knife is from her house. Yes. I mean, you know, normal serial killers don't just come in. I mean, there is one or two that did come in before in other cases that took weapons from the house, but... They said they found fibers of the cut Florida room, you know,
the screen.
Screen. We call it Florida room.
Right.
On the knife. And she, in her 911 call, you'll hear that right away her story starts and she says, I picked up the knife. Oh no. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could have got the prints. You'll hear her call. We play her call. And it just was a very like telling story. And then there's stories of she didn't help her kids. She didn't go to the hospital with their kids. And then the husband didn't either, and it's just weird. There was jewelry relaying right all over.
So it wasn't a robbery. They didn't take anything. They just killed the kids.
So she didn't sound very smart. Sounds like she's in jail for, excuse my language, for being dumb.
Yeah. For being a dumbass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's say it is a love triangle and there's another woman involved, but yet she says there were men that were running out. Wouldn't she want to say it's a woman? Because she wouldn't like that woman, I would imagine, right? If she's sleeping with her husband.
Right. Well, I will tell you, there was a car that was spotted in the vicinity of the home by several neighbors mm-hmm. with two men inside.
And it kind of reminds me of Home Alone. Remember when they were casing the neighborhood and you know they didn't belong there?
Mm-hmm.
You remember that van that didn't belong there?
Yes.
That's kind of like how this was. They didn't belong there. And this is a more uppity neighborhood and they know everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's like it's Rolette, Texas. So it's not like the you wouldn't just drive through there.
Right.
They're big homes. So they noticed that it had been, I believe, several days that they were yes. coming around.
Matter of fact, the house looks like the house from Home Alone.
It does.
It really does.
Yeah.
So it
and there was a robbery or attempted robbery down the street just a few days before.
I think that was planned.
That's possible that it could happen like that then, but why didn't they kill the wife? Why would they kill the kids? Unless they were trying to hurt the parents or like hurt them their heart, unless, like emotionally. Yeah. Why would you kill?
Unless
in?
They owed, well, like unless they owed money or something.
Yeah, to a loan shark that we yep. would never know about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, if say it's a loan, whatever like that, don't you think they just kill them all?
No,
or do you
I
think,
know.
Oh, I'll kill their kids and then they'll pay me tomorrow.
They could have thought because they could have thought that they had life insurance on the kids. I don't. I mean, I don't know. I've how do loan sharks work, Steve?
Well, first of all, you Ready's don't use one. Them. If you don't have the money, you don't use them.
Yeah.
Eddie's the gambler. He gambles all the time.
Alberto's a gambler.
Oh, that's right. Alberto, you gamble a lot.
I've never needed a loan shark, though.
I was going to say, tell us how they work.
Yeah, this is very interesting.
You pay them back with interest or they break your legs.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but this is going a little overboard. You think they would come and
I don't know,
rough up the husband, whoever did it. You know, that's more like mafia stuff when they go, mm-hmm. okay, well, we're gonna go after your family or whatever.
Yeah,
this right. is a little different.
But see, there's so many things that jumble in. Not only do they have financial problems, he had tried to get the house robbed before.
Yes,
tried
which
to.
He admitted. Yes, he tried, but said it never went through. Okay. And she had these journals of suicide.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many things that it's kind of like, did they do it together?
Well, when you say tried to get the house robbed, did he like get people to break in, or did
he attempted to enlist some people to okay. come in several times to rob the house?
He asked people,
yes,
his but friends or somebody at a bar or something.
I believe through a friend to try to find someone to do it more than once to come in on like an insurance scam.
So the family will go out for the night and then they come back and the house is broken into and then you know they can make an insurance claim.
Yes. Right.
All right. I know you brought up the love triangle thing. I mean that could be it too. You know, a jealous lover.
Mm-hmm. Send two dudes over to hurt the kids though.
Or
why not kill the wife so that way he can exactly. have she can have the husband?
Why not try to kill all the kids and the wife? And
I mean, she was so there's an argument about her cuts. How superficial were there? Because she had bruises that the jury didn't see from I'm talking about defense bruises.
Yes.
All she was black and blue.
Mm-hmm.
But I found a testimony that the doctor said those were fresh. Those were not fresh from they happened after. She inflicted, somebody did that to her after. Mm-hmm. After the surgery.
Wow.
After the surgery?
She had surgery, that emergency surgery, because it was so close to her carotid artery.
Yes.
Oh, so she did get some kind of, but I thought even, yeah. it was a little light wound.
That doesn't
something.
Seem superficial to me. I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's pretty...
But they argue about it, yeah. because when you see it, it looks like this, uh-huh. and it looks like this. So, like, it doesn't look like someone do it.
Yes.
No one's gonna do you like this.
Right. Compared to her kids' wounds, it's completely different.
So she would look like they tried to slit her throat?
Yeah, like, but in a weird way.
Yes.
So they're trying to say she did that over the sink. But now there's argument of the luminol over the sink. They're saying there's no blood. Some are saying there's blood. Because when you do luminol wrong, mm-hmm. everything lights up. Mm-hmm. And the whole sink lit up.
She could have just did it over the sink.
That's what they're trying to say.
Why would she do it over the sink? Why don't she just do it right there where she's laying? Doesn't that make more like if you're gonna set it up like that, why would she do it when you're laying?
You said it yourself. She's obviously stupid if that's what happened.
Yeah,
I'm starting to feel for this chick, but not so much anymore.
Yeah. That's why there's argument over the luminol, because again, back in the 80s, and then if you do the test wrong, it messes up the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And everything lights up. So it just makes it look like there's just a massacre.
Yep. And she claim so she don't know nothing, but she got slit, and she just saw people running, two dudes or something, a guy or two running away, but she didn't. From what the injury she had and the slice, she didn't wake up from that, like, and see somebody at that moment. She woke up a little bit like 10 seconds later and saw the back end of them.
She's pretty, like I said, she changed her story a couple times. One story, I think she said one of her kids woke her up.
Who was stabbed.
Mommy. Another story she told, she woke up and she saw a guy standing at the foot of the couch. And so she got up and he just started running. Like, okay, which one is it?
And then it goes to, well, I don't remember.
Yes. I don't remember.
I'm sorry. If you're lying on the couch and your kids are right there at the floor and somebody's stabbing them, I think you're going to wake up. You're not going to need your kids to shake you awake.
It was just weird of the one that was stabbed. Like, they were stabbed really bad to the part where they went through all the way through their bodies to the floor. Mm-hmm. She said one of them woke her up just saying mommy, crying, and then he followed her around while she was looking for this guy. You can see the blood. We have a chart of where the kid's blood was, mm-hmm. but why was he just walking? He had no adrenaline because he was asleep, so it's not like he was running and fighting this guy. Kids don't have that kind of adrenaline like that. Mm-hmm. So he would have just been walking around quietly, bleeding.
Right.
I think the body had to be moved.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm really upset now.
Oh, it gets into. So we go through the evidence. We go through the 911 call that it doesn't match any of their stories. Doesn't match the paramedic story. Doesn't match the 911 call of what she's doing, what she's not doing, why she got the towels. And the big kicker that kills me is there was a sock found 75 yards with blood on it from her two kids and her DNA. By the sewer.
Yep.
The single sock.
Mm-hmm. Like an alleyway behind the house.
Okay.
How did that sock get out there?
So of the kid, it was the kid's sock.
No, it was Darren. It was the husband's sock.
The husband's sock.
Their blood.
Yep.
With her DNA?
And his and their blood. Yep. So DNA and blood.
Whose DNA? The wife's?
Yep.
Yes.
The wife's DNA actual blood. Was on the husband's bloody sock.
Yes.
It was the husband's sock, but the blood was from one of the kids.
Both kids.
Yes. Oh, both kids.
By a garbage can, by a sewer. And that's why I said the sewer was never searched.
Mm-mm.
So we don't know
DNA on it?
No.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's interesting.
So they must have been freshly washed and she grabbed it?
Nope. So what happened was these were socks that they were old and they put them in the utility room. That's what they called it, not Florida room. And there was a whole pile of them. They used to use them for rags.
Albert
and that was next to where the slit was of whomever entered the home. So that is the kicker. And then you can't, when you go out the back door, it's a privacy fence. It was locked. You can't get over. I mean, like, he'd have to be a football star, somebody. Yep. How did she get down there in her bra? And
she had no panties on.
Yeah, she had no panties on. She
Hold on a second.
Let's throw us off, Steve.
Yeah, hold on.
I think I want to crack this case.
This
now
changes everything. I think Steve's finding her not guilty.
Yeah, okay, I know.
I don't think. Yeah, we I might change my mind here. So so she didn't have no underwear on.
Nope, on a white t-shirt. She was beautiful, blonde, big boobs. Mm-hmm. You know, the normal my kind of friend.
Steve goes to acquit.
All right.
Yeah, she's innocent. Let her home. Poor girl. But the thing is, she says she went to sleep with panties on, and then when she was about to go to the hospital, she was like, "Oh, I don't have any panties on." Where are the panties?
Never found the undies at all.
They're at Steve's house.
That's a crime right there. That is a crime in itself.
Steve will break the whole story and find these.
Yes. Steve, where were you?
Hey, I may not find out who's guilty or not, but I'll find those underwears.
Yeah.
Okay. Where did this happen?
I got a nose.
And what year? I need to know about Steve's whereabouts.
1980. Oh, Lord. I suck. 1981.
Hey, I got a good sniffer. Don't worry. I'll find him.
96, 97.
No, I think you have him. I think that was you breaking in the house.
Hey, if I do any of that, it's just to take underwear. I don't go through all that other.
Well, I
want to
know how your sleep and your underwear got slipped off.
That's just weird.
I don't know. So they got slipped off.
Oh, you're right. I suck. I said 80s, June 6, 1996. I'm sorry.
Oh, so did they find the underwear or no?
No, they're missing. They've never found the underwear. Never. Never found the dirty pair of pants.
This is going to be Steve's podcast. You know, you're solving the murder, Steve's solving the panties.
Yeah, start with
I'll take that. I'll take that.
I don't know what color they were. I don't know how dirty they were. Why did she go to sleep? And then just, I've never had anybody slip on my panties. And I didn't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then that's where they say maybe she was, maybe somebody used a sock with something on it to put over her face, and that's why she
knocked
didn't.
Her out. Yeah.
Where's the sock? Is there a sock with some kind of knockout?
No, but juice on? Where? But no, no jizz on the sock. But there's
juice.
Oh no,
juice to knock her out.
Jizz would knock her out. No, I something was in the sewer. What was in the sewer? Why was anybody over there? Nobody's gonna just lay this sock. Like,
right, and you couldn't get there, right? You can't get there unless you hop
not
the fence.
Not from the front. Nope. Or not from the back, yeah.
But I will tell you.
Yeah.
The husband. Okay, so when the police arrived, he was outside.
Yes.
And so he's the one that found the sock.
He's the one who found the sock. So it's like, okay.
So he had to go over the...
Why would you know that sock was there?
Exactly. Unless you put it there.
Or something down the drain.
Yes.
Like her panties. Yes.
I think that's more blasphemous right there, throwing the underwear down a drain.
Yeah, that's...
Now I'm really upset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Alberto, what do you think? Do you think the husband's involved in this thing?
If not involved, at least covering it up. And that's...
But why would he cover it up for her?
And he says she's innocent.
Men and love are stupid.
Not do it.
After he divorced her.
Yes, he did divorce her eventually.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And he
was remarried.
Yeah, and he did not want to take custody of his child.
He wanted to meet the baby?
Yep. I think the parents are...
The parents took him for a while, now he
just to clarify, he thinks that she's not guilty?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Is there any chance that he did it and she's just so in love with him that she's going to take the fall?
I think
at some point she's going to not take the fall anymore. I mean, especially if he divorced her and remarried.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but... It's just
done. See how it flopped? Like, we don't know who had what to do with what, but either that or they both planned it together. He has evidence and she can't say anything because that'll nail it in the coffin for her. Mm-hmm. So, I know that she probably wants to take him down, but she wants her other son to be okay. He actually had leukemia and he almost died. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, the husband and everybody else had to take care of him and he beat it and he's good. I think he's like 25 now.
Yes.
And he's never had the touch of his mother after 10 months old because in death row you can't touch.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the husband found the bloody sock and the blood was from the kids, but the DNA was from the mom.
Yep.
What if, I don't understand, like the DNA from her palm, did she put her palm in the sock? And
like a touch DNA. Like, so actual blood droplets from them and like a more of a like a serum for her.
Mm-hmm.
Or skin graft or just pieces of skin.
Yeah. It wasn't
they say
blood.
She used it to try to clean up the crime scene or with one sock? Or what did
they,
she use it for?
No. They think maybe it was stuck on someone's clothes, like his jeans.
Yes.
And you know how you get your jeans stuck with the sock in it?
Mm-hmm.
Or the dryer sheet, you ever had it on the bottom of your
inside the pant leg, yeah.
And he took the panties and whatever else, gloves, whatever else, and put them in the. We're not going to forget about those.
No, okay. Yes.
I think they were like pink lacy. That's what I picture, like a pearl. And I think they put something was in that drain. Why would they be down the drain? Like even if let's say she planted, because a lot of people say she planted the sock. Let's say she did plant the sock. How would anybody know to find those 75 yards down? Like, how would anybody know?
Mm-hmm. Unless you put it there.
What, you're just going to be like, oh, the ambulance is going to find it. Like, who's going to find the sock unless someone tells them? Mm-hmm. And why would Darren say, oh, here's the sock?
So how did, did he have to jump that fence or how does he get through that fence? Is it locked or does he have a key?
Yeah, it's locked. He said that he ran through the front.
Okay.
And ran down the street to look and see if there was somebody.
And while he's running down the street, he went...
He just happens to find this sock next to a garbage can on a curb next to a drain.
Yes.
But how do you know that was your sock? Like, socks are socks. Like, I don't... Oh, there's my sock.
Mm-hmm.
Alberto, what do you think about the sock theory? If you're running down the street after this is all happening and you go, oh, a sock.
Mine.
You know, I think if somebody either... killed or attempted to kill my kids, I'm not looking for socks.
Yeah,
right.
I don't think
what
that's
was he
gonna...
running down the street for?
to look for this perpetrator. Intruder. See if he, yeah, to see if he can find the intruder. Okay. Now,
wait, hold on. Goes. I like that. Hold on, Alberto. This happens in your say. This happens to you. Uh-huh. Now, what the lady said. He ran out to go chase these people, right? Right. Yeah. Apparently, mm-hmm. because they already left. What is the first thing you would do? If you're in the house, your wife calls you from upstairs, you run down and see this whatever happened. What's the first thing that you would do?
I
ask her if her panties are still on.
Yeah. Well, where are your panties, honey?
Yeah. Help, police. Would you make sure the kids are okay? Would you call 911? Would you run out of the house and go look for the killers?
I'm probably tending to my kids. I'm not.
And call 911 at the same time, probably, yeah. Right? To get help.
Here we go. Wait, sorry, Eddie. He said he came downstairs and he
forgot my name, Eddie.
Alberto. No, I was talking to the person that was going to answer, but hold on, you went too slow. No, he said he came downstairs and he started to tend to the kids. Mm-hmm. She called 911. Now she says he ran out when the cops got there. The cops say he was already out front. Like, mm-hmm. there's so many. There's three stories. It's the officer, hers, and his.
Yes.
And then the 911 call, you can hear him.
Mm-hmm. He was there. He was there.
Because the 911 call was 5 minutes long, and you can hear a lot of stuff. You can hear the officer when he gets there. He never ran out of that house because you can hear him.
So how did he get the sock?
Where's that third person?
It was in the house the whole time?
Where's that love triangle?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm trying people, to put the different versions.
I'm trying to put the love triangle together. Why would this happen though? If there's another lady involved, I don't understand.
Yeah, you'll have to listen because I want to say something, but I'm not going.
Yeah. No, you have to listen.
Definitely gonna have to listen. But I do want to go back to the jeans. She described the intruder, whatever, as someone who wore jeans and had long hair. Her husband wore jeans and had long hair.
Oh man, she's like she making her own podcast.
Yeah. She described her husband.
Yeah.
She's making her own podcast.
And who else would steal those panties?
Okay.
And you wouldn't know it. Your husband.
That's exactly. Right.
Because you just don't care.
Why did he have to steal them? All he had to do is go through the hamper.
Well, he wanted those. The dirty ones.
He wanted the ones went. Oh, wow, that's fresh. Right off the tap. Well, I guess you can't blame the guy.
For the serial killer. Because they do take souvenirs. But, yeah.
Eddie, what do you think about this? I think that this is a lot of lying going on, or just I can see you being a little screwed up from what happened, but this is too much.
It's a strange case. It is,
yes,
and it's bothered me for like three decades.
So the sock was never really outside then.
Yes,
because the cops.
It was outside.
It was outside. It was found outside.
So who picked it up?
Nobody. Darren saw it.
Oh, he saw it and left.
Of course, because he knew that they needed that for evidence. Mm-hmm. I would assume. Mm-hmm.
So he told the cops it was over there.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody.
Because they ran that way because there's something there.
Mm-hmm.
My sock. He knew.
So he never even left the house because he was on the background of the 911
call.
Yeah,
so how did he know the sock was there?
Mm-hmm. And then the whole time he was there because the cops showed up while the 911 was still going.
Yeah,
so and the he cops was just never out, saw him.
He was right out front. Now I don't know how fast he could run. Maybe he's a runner. He's a track star, and he ran out that fast at 30 some years old and put it 75 yards. One
There's
little
no
spot
way.
With no DNA.
If he was there through the whole phone call, he would have to run out when the cops were there, and I'm sure the cops would notice. With the murder that just happened and somebody runs out of the house, do you think they're going to go, hey, where are you going?
I want to know what this dog was doing.
Yeah, because the dog didn't bark at all.
I don't know. So there's also weirdness. There's like no mention of this dog. And everybody said the dog barked all the time.
When I meant if the dog was still, I meant at the time. It didn't get hurt at the time. It didn't get hurt.
No. First of all, I'll tell you right now, if that dog was hurt, that was a white dog. And if he was hurt, that's this whole everybody would have gone to jail and been killed.
Okay.
They know
I know, but I'm just asking because if
the dog was
the kids got killed and then the wife got stabbed apparently or sliced, you think this, according to the wife, you know, somebody was just in there killing people. If the dog was there, why wouldn't they kill the dog if they're going to kill a little kid?
Well, the dog was upstairs in the room with the baby and the husband. So, you know, why not lock the dog? But again, the dog never barked. I never heard a dog. I haven't even heard anything else about this dog.
So this is, here, I'm going to solve the case right now.
Solve it right now. Where are the panties? This is it. The dog ate the panties.
No, no. I think, because I love dogs, okay? The dogs are smart. If there was somebody in there, the dog would have barked.
Yes.
If it's their family, they don't do nothing. They're just relaxed or whatever. So it sounds like the husband... I don't know. I think the husband did it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I think the wife, possible. I think she was sleeping. I think the husband did it.
And by did it, I mean stole the panties.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
why he did that, that's one thing I don't know. Why he would take him. I mean, that don't even make sense.
Because he tried to probably make it seem like there was a serial killer.
Yeah.
And guys are perverts, and he's like, don't forget the panties.
Yeah, yes. But at least you think, if they can take the underwear, they're going to get a little poking in there.
He already did, probably the night before. Not she him. Just had a baby.
Not him. I'm talking about if there was an actual intruder.
Yeah.
And they're going to take their time to slide her undies off.
They're going to, yes.
They're going to get a lick, or they're going to get a poke. Maybe they're going to get something.
Maybe that was like, no.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
But you said she's pretty hot.
She is, but that, I don't know. That's
you mean like she just came back from the gym?
No, like, yeah. I don't like know. That. She was sleeping. Maybe she was hot. I have no idea. You guys, it's Texas. Well, You tell me. What's the expiration date on some panties?
Oh, don't ask. Hey, they're all good. Don't you worry. That's
not true.
And you know what? She would. Okay, if somebody was like that, you know, they're not gonna go. Oh, I think I'm gonna stay away from this one. They're not all there anyway. So they're gonna get that. They're gonna get it. Whether it stinks or not, they're gonna get. They're gonna rape. Well,
maybe he was like, no, let's not get the DNA on there. I don't know.
Well, that's but you take just take it and then go smell well, and get off.
Is that what they do?
I mean, I would do that if I knew her and we were friends. All right. But not to go steal it from a stranger.
So then it probably was her friend or his friend that knew her, and then that's why the dog didn't bark, and that's why he took the baby.
Oh, you think it was the husband's friend?
Well, I mean that somebody, what you just said. You said if I knew you, I would take the panties.
Yes.
But if I didn't, and I see, so.
But you know what? This guy's got some balls, and I think he deserves a medal if it's his friend.
Yes.
You know, if I would take him, I would take him if they're on the floor. That's pretty ballsy. That when you sleep and you slide him off, put him in your pocket and split. I mean, right. A Ziploc baggie.
After the kids are stabbed. Well, I don't know if he took them before or after.
Yeah, this whole story's a wreck.
Mm-hmm. Told you. We are sorting through. And then we're sorting through with minimal evidence because a lot of stuff is missing. So, like, who's covering? Why is the court reporter hiding tapes? And why is she okay to go to jail over some tapes of a story that supposedly, I don't know, has nothing to do with her? Like,
Alberta, why do you think these people are losing things? Do you think it's just because it's just been a long time? Or do you think... I don't understand. It sounds like if they're trying to plant her for some reason, maybe she did something bad to the cops or something. But I don't hear any of that. But why would you think all this stuff is starting to... or was missing or whatever? Just time or just she's being framed?
Alberta.
Well, it just depends when were they missing it? Was it just right from the beginning, or is it through over time?
So like they were, while back, about a decade back, as far as missing, because they had this court reporter that they found out all these new. They figured out that she was wrong on everything. Like there was like 150,000 typos or something.
But was it just because she's incompetent, or was it on purpose? I know the court reporter doesn't do just one trial. You know, check all her other trials. Is it a constant thing?
There's
or is she perfect except for this?
Maybe she just had a bad day.
It's a tough trial to listen to. Maybe she had to go drinking every night after court.
Unless she was like this with all of her.
Yeah, but she started
trials
from the beginning. What, she was drinking day one?
Also, the whole trial. Well, maybe I don't know. She was really upset about it.
It's an interesting case. That's
but, you know, so there was stuff missing. Then the new court reporter had to listen to audio to rewrite it. And now the rest of the audio is missing.
Mm-hmm. What audio? The 911?
No, audio from... there's audio and video from
the courtroom.
Yeah.
The courtroom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know back then if they had... Did they do videos in the camera?
Yep, they did video and audio. Yep.
Oh, and it's gone.
gone. Yep. There's clips that you can find that we found, but I mean, you can't put a whole couple weeks trial into clips.
Well, right. If it was on TV,
no,
the TV people. Oh, wasn't
not TV? It's just recorded in the courtroom.
Yeah, I mean, there was clips from I think it was like KRN TV or something, but right. Again, they're only, you know how they do, just a couple minutes. They don't let you just sit in the whole trial and tape it.
Yeah, you know, it's just, yeah, it's, I hate to say it, she sounds like she, yeah, too many stories.
Yeah,
if maybe if they just had one story and it was that right. Was it, maybe, yeah, okay, but
there's so many stories, mm-hmm. on and on and on about, and then there's a part that we have to cover couple days later when they buried the kids. They had to go to the cemetery, mm-hmm. and it was actually one of the little boy's birthdays, obviously, yeah. And he was buried, and the cops did a surveillance, and they didn't play the whole tape to the court, and all they played was the part where she's got silly strings, she's smiling, chewing gum,
laughing,
like, yeah, laughing,
yes,
well, celebrating, I guess, you know.
I heard yeah. of this.
I know, you know, mm-hmm. yeah, it's a big case. It was, yeah, really,
and she says that I think I heard her say something like, well, he loves silly stringers, like, yeah, but yes. But the fact of, hey, he's after all this, like, well, okay, well, it's over, let's celebrate whole, anyway, you know, there's nothing
we went through the whole tape. They only showed you 3 minutes. Yes. We went through the whole hour.
Yeah. Oh, and it's a doozy. I gotta go watch it. I think I saw this on one of those TV shows, Dateline, yeah, mm-hmm. or something.
Oh yeah, it was everywhere.
Of course, yeah. Yep. They just redid a new one. What was it, Dateline or NBC?
One of the two.
Yeah, where they just did, it was like the last trial or something, or the last.
Do you guys have that link, you girls?
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Can you send it to me, and then I'll send mm-hmm. it to Eddie and Alberto, and we're gonna watch.
Yeah, you gotta see it.
We're gonna get caught up.
You're gonna love it. I'm telling you, we are breaking it down episode by episode. Yep. Well, we're not cracking the case, but I mean, it depends on, possible. But it depends on this evidence. If it comes back and she's not on it, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's possible that she at least get a new trial, maybe?
Yes.
At least.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And that's what she's hoping for because of the court reporter, because mm-hmm. what her words were not her words.
Yeah.
And there's nothing to prove it.
Because she's still alive?
Yes, she's ticking.
The court, what
I say, 53. Oh, the court, yeah. And she's liable now to face charges.
Yes.
That's a federal offense.
Did they talk to her at all yet or no?
Well, it's all sealed because it's going on. Yes,
her appeal process.
But somebody did talk to her. So somebody did talk to her, but it can't be let out yet.
Right.
So somebody has sat her down and asked her questions, and I imagine.
Yeah, like you mean Darlie?
The reporter, the one that was doing the typing.
The court reporter was found. They already found that she was wrong. The court put a new court reporter who redid the transcripts from the audio, and now this new audio is missing.
Mm-hmm.
But the very first court reporter is the one that's held liable, and they just don't understand why the second one won't give up these tapes.
Yep. Mm.
What is this issue with these court reporters? But they haven't disclosed any of their previous court reporting. And I don't know if that's just because, you know, they have to be hush-hush on every... Can you imagine if these women are wrong and they go back 20 years on all these cases that they've done? The state don't want to do that. They're yeah. opening a whole can of whoop-ass.
Man. Eddie, that's crazy, Eddie.
That's crazy.
This is people. Killer Lashes is a podcast coming out next Thursday. That's right, Red. Yep. Next Thursday.
Yes. Next Thursday.
And you got a little taste of what's going on, and we got to debate a little bit about it, what we thought. Yeah. And I think the wife's kind of dumb, but if she's hot, I'll give her a chance.
Blonde,
a little chance.
Yeah,
she's hot. Yeah.
Where's the pitch? You know what? I can't believe it. I seen this. I think on TV. I remember the silly string thing. She was at the cemetery.
Yep.
And they had her squirting it, and they were going, why did you do that for? And
yep, she's a squirter.
But
she's not a blonde anymore. She's a brunette.
Yeah,
now.
Well, she's her real hair color.
Let me see.
Blonde.
She
back
doesn't
then.
Have the dye jobs in prison.
Well, yeah. Now this is with no.
Hold on a second. Let me blow this up here. I got to see what.
Yeah, this is her in prison.
Oh, she looks good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'll have to see her with the blonde hair. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see the blonde. I'm just trying to get all my facts straight before I investigate.
Okay, blonde hair.
I'm trying to get my facts straight.
These are like the 80s pictures. So, I mean, these are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got to see the video because her boobs and like she was very Texas-y with her nails done and her. Yep. Sound like I'm describing myself.
this sounds familiar though, Eddie. I think this was on not too long ago. I just it.
Here she is. Silly stirring.
Oh, hold on. Let me blow you up again.
There she is.
Yep, that was at the cemetery.
Oh yes.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I remember. You know. Yep. I remember.
Yep.
Oh man.
A good one.
That's I don't crazy. Know. That's tough. But, I mean, you know, yeah. When you hear different stories, and it just then it yeah. starts mm-hmm. to get sad because yep. you want to believe that a parent wouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, why all the stories? Like, just say the story. I mean, don't forget something like that.
Nope.
I don't care how traumatized you remember. I would imagine you remember like going, I know what happened. Like, if somebody hurts your kid, you're going to remember what happened.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean,
but I also went through the history of she took a lot of diet pills.
Yes.
Ketamine. Mm-hmm. There were other possible rumors of other drugs. She also kind of was a ditzy blonde.
Well, if she was taking those diet, they're like speed pills. She shouldn't have been sleeping. That's what I gotta say.
That's what I said too, because I don't sleep. And but what if someone drugged her because they didn't test back then for any of these certain drugs? Mm-mm. So if something was held over her nose, why did she wake up so confused if she really did? Because chloroform or anything else, you would wake up confused. And wouldn't you use a sock? That's what I use every weekend. So you got to be able to
wait a minute. Okay. So okay, Eddie, look, it I'm not a criminal like that, but if I was to go and put a chloroform on somebody, I wouldn't bring a sock. I'd bring like a cloth or something. Why would there be a sock? I would use a sock to look at a pretty girl's picture and take care of myself, but I'm not gonna bring a sock.
Maybe that's why the panties are missing. He was using the sock.
Yes.
Why did he use that? Well, no, that would ruin the underwear. Forget that.
He get his DNA everywhere. It's just like
so. You're telling me whoever went in there didn't come with the supplies? He got the supplies in the house.
Yes. Yeah. The sock. The undies, murder weapon.
The murder weapon.
Everything.
No, I never heard of a criminal like that. He's going, I'm gonna be a criminal, but I'm gonna go to the house and see what I can find.
Right.
You'll find a pair of socks and a chloroform.
Inside job.
Yeah, but Eddie, if you're gonna, you know, you're gonna go to a house and do something that's not right.
And
you're
how is the screen? How's the screen cut with the knife, or where's the weapon that cut the screen? And then you decide I don't like this, so you go to get a butcher knife, two knives from the
same block.
From the same block in the kitchen. That's like kind of a little ways toward, like in the dark, if you don't know this house, you'd have, this is a big house.
This could be either those two are the dumbest people, or this or this crime was so out of whack that they're innocent. They're so crazy that this did happen. It's unbelievable that it could happen. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Like we're up to like four people involved now, like them two plus two others. Like,
I don't know, but everybody tune in to Killer Lashes, the first episode. Now I'm going to tune in to find out what happened to these underwear. So that's what I'm tuning in for. So
we'll make sure we ask all the time.
Yes. When you go talk to this lady, please ask her and just say, kind of whisper to her if she can slip them off there and you can bring them back to me.
I don't want those.
Well, just put them in a baggie and give them to me.
You know what jail panties probably look like?
Hey, you
they
know what?
Share them.
That's all. Mm-hmm. Oh, they do?
Yes.
So that'd be double trouble, Eddie.
Triple.
I've never had that before.
Oh, just bring maybe anyway. Jodi Arias wore the same ones as her. I'll check.
Well, you know what, Eddie? Like, I can't do that because that's Eddie's girl. I don't see. I'm not that way.
It's everybody's girl.
Alberto, guilty or innocent?
I'll wait for the podcast to make my mind.
Okay. Yes, I know that. Okay.
Yeah. Eddie, guilty or innocent? Both of them. Both of them guilty or innocent? Or one or the other?
It sounds like the lady's guilty. I don't know. And then
he wants her to be innocent. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just strange. We have to listen to it, get all the facts.
I hope that the lady's so dingy, she's just dingy and she's innocent. But she could be that dingy blonde where she's, I don't know. But man, this is a horrendous thing that happened. And even if you're a dingy blonde, you gotta know something.
Mm-hmm.
So, Killer Lashes comes out, is it going to be out that day where people can go to?
Yep.
What's it going to be on?
So everything, Age of Radio, Spotify, Amazon, where else can you stream your podcast? Apple, everywhere, Pandora, okay. iHeart, iTunes.
What time is this coming out?
God, I don't know yet. It probably,
you know, I like time. I panties and I like time. I need to know these
it'll
things.
It'll be panty o'clock.
All right, panty. That's all I need to know.
You should get a shirt made.
Panty, five pants.
Panty o'clock.
Yeah, quarter after panty. Yeah.
What's that, Eddie?
It's a podcast. You can listen to it anytime, right?
I want to know when it first gets posted.
When it first gets posted that day, it'll probably be in the morning. But when it first gets posted, I will send you. You'll be the first person I send the link to.
All right.
Okay, and I promise I will.
Then Eddie, I'll send it to you, and then I'll send it to Alberto. We'll
disperse it.
There you go.
I'll share.
We'll come in everywhere.
So Killer Lashes, this Thursday, it's going to be on all podcast platforms. Let's just say that. And I got another question for Red. I don't want her getting out of here too easy here. Let me pull her up here. So Red, so you think this podcast is going to be pretty cool, I think. You got a good voice. I like it.
Thank you.
I think you should stick with it. Stick with Tatiana. And I like that. This is very interesting. I mean, you know, everybody likes panties, boobs, and butts. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why we want to do it. But, you know,
this is interesting. I like this. This is my first scripted.
You know, talk your wishes, whatever the hell comes to my mind.
Definitely scripted.
So, yes. Thank God, because, like, I'm a scripter. Yes. Like
I'm the writer.
Oh, good. Okay, see, that's good. That's perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys can puzzle piece together, and that's a good thing. I like
I'm just the hardware.
The hardware. I think I like it. You both are good looking women. I like this thing is very interesting. Like I was saying before you came on, I like these 48 hours things and datelines and stuff like that. And to actually get to talk to somebody who's going to do a podcast about it and be in debt, like go into, like, you guys are really, like, I'm watching it on TV.
Yeah.
But I'm really talking to you, and that's pretty cool.
And you can text me anytime and ask me, and I'll let you know. And
oh, I'm gonna.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
Yeah. Don't you worry.
Every morning, hi. I'm like, hello.
Did they find the panties yet?
I will. I've got them in mind too. I'm gonna have to make some with the killer lashes on there.
We're gonna have to make some shirts.
Yeah, period. Shirts and panties.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
And maybe our final will come with panties and t-shirts on to celebrate. Oh,
this is, see, Eddie. I'm already in love. I do gotta say something. I think. Hey, I'm not no creeper on social media like we were talking about earlier, Eddie. Mm-hmm. But I did send, I think I sent Red a message on Facebook. So you might want to check it out. It's either you or somebody else that looked like you. So somebody, I'm going to get a message from some other woman.
Is it Facebook or Instagram?
Facebook. I mean, it's the same name.
Is it under Steve or under Steve?
It's under this page, the live stream page.
Red Fox, was it?
Red Fox? No, Eddie. No, I said, I think it's her because I know there might be in the hidden, you know, the hidden messages.
Oh, the hidden. Yeah, oh, it's probably in the FU. Probably in the FU section.
But look in the set, you know, when you get a message from somebody you're not friends with. It's from the Steve Eddie. It's from our page. So, hey, guys, I sent her a message.
Nope.
From all of us.
Nope. Not here. Not in the fuck you section. Nope.
Oh, boy. Well, maybe I sent another woman some. I'm going to send you a picture of who I sent it to. And you let me know.
Oh, God. Was there a photo?
Yeah, it kind of looked like
did
her.
Did you put a photo in there? Maybe the next girl is going to...
Let me pull up so you can see.
No. I put my smile, maybe, but that's about it.
This would be my photo, so I'll pull it up just so you're aware.
Yeah, and it says Killer Lashes.
Yeah, it says Killer Lashes on it.
Yeah.
Okay, I know, but I'm going to show you who I sent... You know, I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to show you who I sent a message to.
Okay.
Let me see. There's Richard. Richard's always sending us messages when we do a show. He's mad at me because I didn't send him equipment to be part of our show. He wanted to send him headphones and microphones.
Who?
Oh, the guy that comes on a show, he hunts for Bigfoot.
Wait a minute. If he has all this hunting for Bigfoot, doesn't he have headphones and stuff? Like, don't you need to hear?
Oh, here we go. Let me see if this is this anybody you guys know?
Nope. Yeah.
That's me. That's my other page.
Oh, okay.
That's my government name. No. Hold on. It's okay. It's my government name. It's okay.
Hide the name.
Yeah. Okay, you're good. I'll accept it.
Oh, God. Well, you don't have to. I was just... I wanted to... Before we were having you on...
Yeah.
I was going to say hi and, hey, we're going to run promos, but I had to... I went to Tatya and, hey, I'm going to run it like this. Is this okay? What do
I
do?
You laughing at my boobs? You laughing at me?
That's actually my work page. Oh, that's where
Eddie,
I cast all my work.
No, it's my mom. I'm not laughing at my boobs.
All right, girls. We want to thank you for coming on and welcome anytime. And send the link when that podcast is ready.
Yeah. I'm going to send the link now to some of her pages so you can look at it. Yes.
Okay. Here, let me blow you up so you guys, if you guys have any shout outs before you go to anybody, to yourselves, to us, anybody.
Yeah, shout out to Darlie Routier. I hope that you decide to...
Yes. Come on now, girl.
Yeah, let's go. And then obviously, shout out to Tokyo Ish. Yes. That's Tokyo ISHH because, again, affiliated altogether. And Killer Lashes. Yes. It's coming.
Yes. Right.
And I know it's going to be good because we already have a lot of haters. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's always haters. Okay.
Oh.
So it's the Darlie Routier case?
Yes.
You may have a lot of haters, but you got one lover right here.
Well, I should have three because I always tell Red, I'm like, I think other co-hosts don't like me.
Oh, they do.
Love you.
Alberto, Eddie.
We love you.
Thank you. Well, not everybody comes on every time. It's just like me and Steve. Doesn't tell you.
It's actually Alyssa's, when was her birthday? It was yesterday, and she was going to be on today, but she went somewhere.
And I want to let her know, still got the lip gloss. I'm going to need some professional photos of her because I can't put any of the other ones on there. They don't print right.
Well, are you asking me?
Camera. Yeah, I need you to get your camera and get some professional sexy pictures for her birthday.
All right. I'm gonna get a hold of her right.
What do they call them? Bordeaux? I need some Bordeaux photos.
Bordeaux?
Take me a session for my birthday. That's like, all right. Yes, that's what I'm about. Yeah,
that's like Dulcita.
Yes. We're about to Bordeaux it.
Bordeaux. Eddie, that's good stuff right there.
Good stuff.
I love Bordeaux.
Me too.
Let me tell you. You see, if you both were my dates, I'd call you my little Bordeaux.
Oh, okay.
See?
Our Bordello, which is a whorehouse in Italy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Thanks a lot.
No, Bordello, I think of something really sweet.
It's not. It's really rapey.
No, I'm talking about the Bordeaux chocolate.
Bordeaux chocolate at the end.
Oh, yes, I like to get in that middle right there. All right, guys, we gotta get out here. Killer Lashes, everybody, check that out. Next Thursday comes out on all podcast platforms, and check it out. If you watch the show today, or you're gonna listen on the podcast, you got a little taste of it. And Tatiana and Red, thank you so much for coming on. Eddie, anything to say to the ladies before we get out of here?
Yes, I hope you get that interview. That'd be great.
Yes. I will let you guys know, like, privately what goes on behind the scenes so you guys can know. And keep track, maybe like a Killer Lashes track.
Exactly. Alberto, okay. Any messages for the lady in the prison in case they get together with her?
The lady in prison? Good luck with Eddie.
What is her first name?
Darlie. I think you marry her, you can get no conjugal visits.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, Little Rascals?
Yeah. Darlie?
Yeah. Oh, Darlie. Oh, Darla. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any messages for Darlie? I thought Darla was the dog behind my house. Remember Darla? Remember the dog?
Does it bark when someone comes in to murder you?
No, she barked all right.
No. She barked all right. That dog would do the murdering. Anyway. Red. And Tatiana, thank you so much for coming on. You both sound great. I like the new equipment. You both look beautiful and sound great. And thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Oh, boy. Too much. Eddie, that's heavy duty. What do you think?
It's a crazy case.
I don't know. I can't wait to hear the podcast.
Yeah.
Let me take a screenshot of this later so I can have it on my phone. You know how I like pictures, Eddie.
Yeah, I like it.
Hold on. You know, I'm going to take a picture anyway because I'm going to post.
Do it. Take a picture.
Let me see. Okay. Oh, it just says Killer Lashes, so I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't want to be putting no names up and getting in trouble.
Okay. It doesn't matter anymore now.
I don't. Hey.
Say cheese.
Let's see. Let's get everybody in there.
Oh, wait.
All right. Gotcha.
I'm kidding myself. Okay.
My little Bordeaux. All right. I'll talk to you ladies later.
Ciao.
Eddie, I can't wait. Take care.
Bye.
I can't wait for this killer. So, Ed, what do you think this is? It's not a murder mystery. It's a straight up murder show.
Yeah, it looks like
They never even told us. They never told us what it was. Well, Alberto, what would you call that?
Well, it's a mystery because, I mean, there's mystery involved.
Murder mystery?
Drama mystery?
I mean, the mystery, mystery is in, is what was
too many
decided as the facts, the actual facts. You know, it's not like it's the person who was accused. Is that really the person?
She wasn't just accused. She was found. She was convicted.
Yeah, she was. Not only was she accused, Alberto, she was convicted.
She was convicted.
And she sounded kind of dumb. God, I've told these stories. That just sounds. Once you start saying more than three or four stories, I can't believe they didn't look at the husband a little more, knowing what the him running around finding socks out in the street and. But I don't know. That's kind of odd. Even if I was running outside to go, even just go find help, I don't think I would. Dark outside. How do you even know it's a bloody sock? You just think it's a dirty sock.
Because there's people. I mean, like when people get questioned, like all the time, sometimes they do tend to change their stories.
I mean, it's you gotta wonder if you're waking up and you're seeing your kids stabbed.
So crazy.
I mean. Listen, I've had times that, I'm told something and then 5 minutes later I'm asked to repeat it and I mess it up, And that's just under normal, calm situations. I mean, I can't imagine if I woke up to a murder scene.
So how many times do you think...
I mean...
Well, okay, let's say you change your story like four times and then when do you get it right? Do you ever get it right? Do you think?
Assume after a while, after stuff settles down, you can start getting... a consistent story, but I mean, police, prosecutors, they're gonna let you believe, if you're constantly changing or you're hiding something, but sometimes
I think you're lying
in the moment.
Even the guy, you would think, with his story, they said that he didn't get charged or nothing. You think with like, oh, I ran out and I found a sock down the road, just for that, you would think, oh, well, wait a minute, what do you? How do you find a sock with the kid's blood on it down the street from your house?
Yeah. Like, because I just saw a show where it was a girl who got raped and her story changed like four times, but
they still found the guy guilty.
It turned out the guy was a serial rapist, and the people that were investigating, like the police officers, kept you've changed your stories three or four times. Maybe it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Or maybe you just thought it happened. And
I think so. She was.
Yeah. So she she ended up. Yeah. She's saying, well, maybe it didn't happen, but then he turned out to be a serial rapist. And they caught him. So she.
Well, how did they find out it was him?
Because he had raped other women.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they kind of the same MO, In the same way, the exact same. So, but again, like her story, like three or four times it changed. It was different, and they kept telling her, "Well, this that time you said this, and now you're saying this." And so, I mean, I guess people can change their stories. It's not always the same.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, maybe.
I mean, in many ways, if they have their story set. Right from the beginning, I mean, that even might be more suspicious that it was really planned out.
That's crazy, though. I get it that there was no DNA found of other people, I guess. Well, I mean, at least on the sock or any. It just doesn't make sense. I don't know.
We'll
hear more.
We'll have to listen to the podcast and hear everything they know.
We may have to go on a travel.
Well, I know why you're heading down there. I know what you're looking for.
You're going to crack this case wide open.
that those panties have all the evidence. That's it.
They got all the DNA I'm looking for.
Yeah, sorry to Tatiana and Red, but we're going to get internet famous for cracking this case.
We're going to beat them to the punch.
We're going to be on the courthouse steps.
Start listening to the case from the beginning.
Yeah, it was just on TV a while back. I'm going to see if I can find it, and I'll send you the link. I was just watching something like that, and I don't remember all this. I don't remember none of this except the silly string thing. I remember they were showing her it was the kid's birthday, and mm-hmm. she was throwing a party out there with the silly string. And she said, she's
spraying it on the grave, you know.
Her son really liked silly string. And she was celebrating.
You know, I know it's only a week ago they got murdered, but I mean, still, I mean, you're gonna do that. And like it's, and they said, you know, they only showed 3 minutes like of an hour. You know, maybe she sprayed the silly string and, you know, stopped and started crying because she was, you know, she had this moment of happiness and then, you know, oh my God, he's really gone.
I'm with you.
It's, you know, stuff like that. It's always, you always hear going back to the Rodney King beating, you know, you see on TV, on the news the whole time, like this little, I mean, the video is like, I forget how long, but you just see like this little clip. And, you know, you see it over and over again. You just begin to think, oh, that's what it's all about. But, you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff you never saw.
I'm with you, Alberto. I'm just saying I remember that part. And
yeah.
I'm not saying it was wrong.
And like I said, people
do things differently than others, grieve differently.
I know there was another.
Maybe, yeah. She.
There was another.
You saw this then?
I don't know if it's this one. I remember there was another one. The guy from America's Most Wanted got all upset. I think he was on an interview show. That a kid was either missing or dead, and then, you know, the parents came out of the house smiling. I guess one of the police officers made a joke, and so they got him smiling coming out of the house, and people were saying, oh my God, look at them, look, they're guilty, look at them, they're not worried, they don't feel remorse, you know. But it, you know, it's the thing about video. It's, you know, it just you can capture 1 minute of time and make anybody out to seem like anything. It's just like, you know, when you see these videos of people freaking out in a store or something, or yelling at people, this TikTok video.
That could be a reason.
This 30-second TikTok video now, you know, tells you everything about this person, and you don't know. You don't know what happened, you know, minute before. You know about his life, but yeah.
But the case, okay, I get it. Like, maybe that's how they were grieving. Their kid really liked this, and they were okay. Let's say that's all good, and they're doing that. But I think what made it the TV show they put together, this Dateline or whatever, the whole story they told, and then to have that happen, it's like, okay, well, this person, their story's all over the place. So, you know, okay, we'll give her the benefit of the doubt, but everybody's changing stories, and then of course they show the clip. You know, it's not a good look.
Yeah,
but you're right. I mean, if they just showed that part, at forget the whole story. They didn't tell the story. They just said, hey, this woman is accused of murdering her kids. And she was, before she got convicted and went to jail on his birthday at the gravesite, she had a little get together of things that arrested. The kid liked.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you'd be like, oh, okay, well, you know, she's celebrating the birthday. This is what the boys liked. You get it, but when you hear more stories, that you kind of like
change the story. You know, yeah.
But you're right; she could have been traumatized and just, you know, hey, I think, you know, she almost had her neck sliced, so you know, mm-hmm. who knows how you would act? You know, I guess I never had that, so I guess you could be like, I don't know. We will never know unless we get our throat sliced, and then we could.
But I mean, Eddie and I have thought about it many times.
Thanks.
Julius Caesar on you.
Have you ever been in any kind of accident that's been pretty hardcore, where you got shaken up and knocked out and then woken up, or like, you know, like in an accident, car accident, or hit with the bat or something?
No. Thankfully, no.
No. Okay. Well, I guess we can't talk then. We could always say, you know, she's stupid and he's dumb, but. If she's innocent, that sucks that she's in jail. I always think that when people go to jail, I always think, man, I wonder if they're really innocent and they're in jail. What a bummer.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
You know, or the other way around. Some people get off, you know, and they're guilty, but they get off. And I don't know. I know it's almost time to go, but I wanted to ask one more thing before we leave. All right, guys.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about women who have sex with their husband or boyfriend because he'll be in a good mood? It'll put him in a good mood and he'll do whatever she wants afterwards.
Or she can get something out of it.
Chores. Yeah.
I think she's smart.
Yeah, you don't think that is that's low blow or it is no. a low blow, but you know what I mean? Is it
well, the husband
you think
got
that's
dumb.
Right to get some sex and then okay, well now you know I'll go paint the house or whatever you need me to do around the house just because you got some booty.
It's smart. Well, if it works, it's smart.
So Steve, what did your wife make
story
you do?
A story I heard of a woman that had sex with her husband
Maggie
because she knew it would put him in a good mood because then he would do whatever
she could
she
get
asked
the kitchen
do.
Done.
She can do things around the house, yeah. Remodel.
Like I said, if it works, it's smart.
Yeah, you don't think nothing like a woman should do that because she should just give it to you because she wants to and
so Eddie yeah. and all that. Eddie, here's all we know. In the springtime, Steve was getting a lot of sex, and now that the house is done, he ain't getting nothing. he's back to sleeping by himself.
Heavy duty. All right, never mind. Let's scratch this story.
Yep, I got Steve.
Scratch this story.
Yeah, it's going to live on forever in the podcast. Don't be trying to edit the YouTube video.
Next week we're going to talk about butt cheek hickeys, all right? So another story.
Did you get them or did you give them to Steve?
That's not about me. Why is everything about me when I tell a topic?
Hey, just like the social media story. Everything's about Steve.
Nah, the social media story wasn't about me.
Somebody went and looked at Steve's account.
No.
He got caught.
Nothing's about me.
You're right, Alberto. Hey, Steve got a new car. He got the house remodeled.
Maggie got everything.
Hey, don't be talking about my personal life out here. People are probably watching to see what the hell I do in my life, Eddie. What's the matter with you?
Nobody gives a shit.
I'm just saying.
Hey, what's up with Richard?
What about Richard?
Hey, Richard, if you're listening, I'm very disappointed in you. You know what? Eddie, you need to hear this, both of you guys.
All right.
Okay, I wanted Richard.
Let's have some good news to get out of here.
Okay, that's not good news.
Oh, just some news.
It's very bad.
Well, what happened?
I wanted him to be some way part of the show because I think he's a funny guy, right? Mm-hmm. You know, pop in every now and then. I was going to try to hook him up with some kind of equipment to, you know, at least to get on and you know, be part of the show. And I go, you want to be part of the show somehow? You know, you can come on, you know, if you can't come on every week or whatever. So I don't know, you know, like I wake up smashed a lot from, you know, drinking. And
well, that's the best kind of person to have on the show.
Well, I know, but he's got to at least get up and get on the show. Well, if he gets smashed and can't wake up.
He can't operate his equipment.
Yeah, he'll think he's tuned on and the thing's not even on. He'll do a whole show by himself.
He'll be on the Talk Your Ish podcast, not even knowing.
So I go, okay, all right, dude. Okay, that's cool. So I wait a little longer, and I ask him again. I go, hey, look, I got this laptop. You know, Alberto, I was thinking of giving it to him. Remember my old laptop I used to use?
Don't.
Well, it was the one I used before the Apple.
Yeah, he'll sell it for booze.
Well, I was thinking, you know what? Hey, Richard, you know what? I got this laptop I'm thinking about. Maybe I'll give it to you if you come on the show and do the show, you know? Oh, first thing is, does it have a virus?
Oh my god!
I go, you know what, man?
Tell him to fuck off.
I go, you know what?
I know he's your friend, but tell him to fuck off. Go, butt fuck Bigfoot.
Eddie, I wouldn't give anybody something that was broke. I would tell him, I go, hey, look, man, I got a laptop. It's broken. You're gonna have to go get it fixed. It'll probably be cheaper than getting a new one. But I wouldn't give him. I told him I wanted him to come on the show. Why would I give him a laptop with a virus on it?
Right.
The laptop worked fine. It was even perfect. I even threw it away. I think I threw it away through the remodel. I was going to look for it recently because he was saying, hey, I need some headphones because I'm trying to hook up my iPad and some kind of, and I go, you know what? Let me see if I still have that. I don't know if I told him or I was thinking in my head if I still had the laptop available. Mm-hmm. I was looking around and I probably threw it out.
Okay,
but
money
just
bags.
The things, you know. Yeah, if he just would have said, oh, that's nice, Steve, cool, yeah, let's do it, you know?
He
would have
had
a laptop. I would have sent him a pair of headphones, mic.
A pair of headphones.
And then he can pop on when he wants and tell us these stupid stories about Bigfoot. Ah, damn. Eddie, guy, man.
They're stupid to you, but they're real for him.
What's... Oh, the Bigfoot? Stories. Yeah, I know. Okay, I apologize, Richard. I know. People, when they believe in something, they believe.
They believe.
Okay. I think Bigfoot is very interesting. Mm-hmm. Kind of far-fetched. Interesting, yes. But this guy believes there is a Bigfoot that has never been caught. There's many of them, but they've never been caught. With the military we have and all this the shit we got, nobody's ever been able to corner, at least corner one.
Or watch him walk, run through a cave or something.
Yeah, at least like fucking slap him on the ass or something. Do something to get some kind of a selfie with them or something. So anyway, that's my story with Richard. So every time I start a show, he texts me. He knows darn well. And then he give me this bullshit too. He'll text me on Wednesday. No show today? He knows darn well we do it on Thursday.
Yeah, just you know what? Just let him know we got rid of the show. We're Eddie and Alberto are tired of it, and that's it. So he won't bother.
He'll be doing that's what did I call it when you check on people? Snooping?
Spying.
Oh, spying. Social media spying. He's like, hey, I thought you got rid of your show. I watched it yesterday.
Block him on Facebook, and he'll make a new account. We'll make an account for Bigfoot. We'll have Bigfoot on as one of our followers.
Sachi.
Yeah.
Sachi.
Sachi Bigfoot.
All right. Well, people. Oh, boy. All right. Well, it's been an interesting show. I'd like to thank our guests, Red and Tatiana from Tokyo-ish. Their new podcast is called Killer Lashes, and it comes out next Thursday. So. Whatever podcast platform you listen to on Thursday, type in Killer Lashes and check out their first episode.
I hope it's not at the same time that our show's on.
It's a podcast.
You can listen to it anytime, Eddie.
But it's going to go live, right?
Well, it'll go live like instantly. It's not going to take a whole. It's not going to be real time.
It's already done, probably. They just got to post it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like our podcast that Alberto's is recording right now. The podcasters can't hear this show right now, but after the show they will. Do you understand, Eddie? It's only been 9 years.
We'll be looking out for it.
You be looking out for our show or for their show?
No, for her show.
Yeah, Eddie doesn't listen to ours.
Eddie's
gonna tell his whole family about Killer Lashes. Hey, I heard about this. I don't know where.
He's gonna have a shirt, Killer Lashes, and everything.
I don't have to listen to our show. I already know what's in it. I'm part of it.
Yeah,
there's the winning attitude right there. That'd be like Garoppolo saying, "I don't have to look at a game film. I played the game." Now maybe you'll see you'll see your mistake. So is Richard calling?
I don't know. I'm gonna let it ring.
Good.
I'm just going to whoever's calling me, thank you for ruining our podcast.
Well, you can press that red thing and make it stop. There's no decline?
Nope. It says either answer
or decline.
Just answer. There's no decline.
Hit the button.
What kind of cheap ass phone are you buying?
Oh, here we go. Why do you always have to put me down about the things that I own?
It's got the i15.
Call me right now. Call me right now. I'll decline your call.
Alberto's got the top of the line stuff. No, I got. You know what? I keep working phone, hard to try to be like him someday.
This phone's almost 3 years old. Okay, it ain't top of the line.
Also, mine's like two, 3 years old too.
iPhone 18. So I guess they stopped at letting you decline calls.
Well, it didn't have a decline. It said slide to answer. That's all, Eddie. You know when you call when your phone's locked. And it's a slide to answer the phone?
Yeah.
That's what it had on there. It didn't say no red button to say, hey, I don't want to talk to you.
It's just the button on the side and it'll go silent.
Now it's the button on the side. Okay.
I don't know.
Now it's the button on the side. Alberto, you have no room to talk. You got a whole different phone. You got an Android. It's a different thing.
I got a real phone. Sorry.
Okay, whatever. Real or whatever, but it's not the same as mine.
Blame the Uyghurs in China who didn't make your phone right.
Here we go with the radical stuff. Stop it. Everything that Alberto just said does not reflect on the M25 show. Classy show we listen to. Very classy.
Penny Hunter show.
All right. The Penny Hunter show. We're going to do a side podcast called The Penny Hunter. It's going to be our murder mystery. Find the lost. It'll be like, what's that guy? Geraldo, remember that vault he was trying to open that one
Capone's
time?
Vault?
Yeah, there we go.
Al Capone.
Oh, shit. All right, guys, we're going to get out of here. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next Thursday. Hopefully, everybody, I think Alyssa's back too. So we're actually going to celebrate her birthday next week. Because she celebrates her birthday all month long.
All month long.
Yeah, we didn't hear about her birthday month this year.
Well, if you follow her on social media, she's posting every day. She says,
I don't snoop on her.
Birthday number one, huh?
I don't snoop.
I'm not snooping either. It just pops up on my feed.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know all about it.
Oh, here we go. She does it every year.
Yeah, no. Yeah, she's celebrating her birthday instead of being on the M25 show like she's supposed to. There we go.
Yes, I'm. There we go. I'm the snooper now.
Reporting to work.
Yeah. Okay, folks, now you heard it. I'm the snooper. I like to snoop on females and see what they're doing and, you know.
Spy on her, Steve. What's she really doing?
I don't know. She's really not wanting to be on the show, Eddie. Is that what you want to hear?
No, I just hope she's having a good time.
She went somewhere on a trip or something. I don't know.
That's right. I think she was going to go on a cruise, wasn't she?
I don't know. She just said something. I forgot I was going out of town for my birthday. Because I go, are you doing the show this week? And she said, I'm so sorry. I forgot that I'm going to do something going out for my birthday. Out of town, so I didn't.
Out of town.
And she might have said, "I just forgot what town." I don't know. Anyway, she's not here, so next week she'll be here, and we'll celebrate her birthday somehow. Okay.
Yep. All right.
Okay, let's get out of here because we're trying to make up minutes from the lost minutes that we got.
The whole month we missed.
And you know what? I'm gonna keep.
Eddie's dying, man. There goes the heart monitor.
Was that you? I thought that was my fridge.
You're hungry.
Yeah, have an alarm on that thing. When you leave it open.
Yeah, your fridge knows Eddie's hungry.
Mine does the same thing. Yeah, I'm hungry. Sorry.
Well, then eat. Eddie likes to blame the show for his
him
not getting his nutrients. Oh, it's beeping. Eddie's now he's just doing it himself. All right, guys. We'll
Eddie
see
started
you guys.
Eating. All right, let's get out.
Get out of our. Oh my god, why don't I have this thing? Okay, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye bye.
Go to our website. Tell everybody to go to our website, Alberto.
The M25Show.com. Hit the sponsors link.
Yes, M25Show.com. All info is right there. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Stupid reality again.